This is Fresh Air. Rufus Thomas brought the golden era of black vaudeville to the rock and roll stage and taught many young singers how to move, including a tall and gawky Otis Redding. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of Thomas, a singer who reputedly knows over 100 dances.
Shucks. It's all right.
James Brown is the godfather of soul, then Rufus Thomas must be the grandfather of soul. He was born 71 and a half years ago, and his career has taken him from Ma Rainey in the 1920s to a tour of Japan this spring, so I say that with all due respect. Elvis Presley and Otis Redding notwithstanding, if anybody put Memphis on the musical map, it was Rufus Thomas. He was born in 1917 in Collierville, Tennessee, but his family soon moved to Memphis, where young Rufus made his debut on stage at the age of 14. Before long, he'd hooked up with Ma Rainey's Rabbit Foot Minstrels, where a motherly blues singer named Georgia Dixon took him under her wing and taught him stage presence and how to dance. Both of these came in handy later. By the end of World War II, Rufus was married and had a daughter, and in order to support his family, he became one of the first disc jockeys on WDIA in Memphis, a powerful station known as the Mother Station of the Negroes because it broadcast black music all over the South. He was also making obscure blues records, and on weekends, he emceed the amateur night show at the Palace and Handy Theaters, where first prize was a dollar. There, he discovered a guitar player named Riley King, who would walk into town with his guitar and a gunny sack to play because he needed that dollar so badly. Rufus finally got him a job on the radio, where, as the Beale Street Blues Boy, he became known as B.B. King. In 1953, Rufus had played Willie Mae Thornton's record Hound Dog so many times that he decided he could do that, too. So he found a little studio in Memphis and jumped into big-time record-making with both feet. Bearcat, his answer to Hound Dog, got the label sued for plagiarism, but it put Sun Records on the map, so Rufus made another record for them that drove people wild. From then on, Rufus was a huge celebrity in Memphis, but he had no intention of becoming a rock and roll star. He liked doing what he did, having people whisper about him because he was the first black DJ to play Elvis on the radio, and being the goofy MC at the amateur shows. In fact, he didn't make another record until 1960 when his 18-year-old daughter Carla begged him to get her a record deal, and they cut a duet for another young label, Stax, called 'Cause I Love You. Stax was so happy that they told him the door was open anytime he wanted to record. And when Carla came home from school one day with a new dance, he walked over to Stax and cut his next hit.
Come on, babe. Do the dog. Do the dog. Do the dog. Do the dog.
The song wasn't much, but the dance was hot, so he figured another dog song couldn't hurt and came up with this.
She can't so walk in the dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
The One problem with the dog was that it was such a dirty dance you couldn't do it on Bandstand. But they didn't know that in Britain, where the song became a must-do for a generation of bands coming up. Stax, counting their money, decided that Rufus had the inside track on teenage dance crazes. He wasn't about to disappoint them, even if he had to invent them himself. Some of those dances Georgia Dixon had taught him came in handy as he recorded Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, The Chicken Scratch, The Sophisticated Sissy, and this masterpiece.
Something I want to show you. Now y'all heard of the popcorn, y'all heard of the dog, and you heard about all of them other dances. But now that's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken.
Even Joan Baez did the funky chicken. There were more. The push and pull, the breakdown, the funky penguin. Rufus churned out dance hits until Stax Records went broke in the mid-70s. And he's ready to do some more. What I need right now, he told a friend of mine recently, is another dog.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.